We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, coronavirus. The number of cases going up around the state of California, but so is the number of tests being done. Let's get more live from KMX 1070's John Barrett.
It's a sobering reminder of the danger that the virus still poses. California breaking records over and over again for the number of cases in a single day. The state has chalked up 20,000 new cases in just the last 5 days. As for Orange County, we saw a jump in the number of COVID-19 cases on Sunday, 434 new cases reported. But the OC healthcare agency believes the increase just appears to be high because of a backlog in reporting of new cases. Everyone, though, hoping for a breakthrough on a vaccine, and an expert at Johns Hopkins says there is progress on that front.
We're inching towards the vaccine. We are moving very fast, faster than we have with any other vaccine. But I do think we shouldn't wed ourselves to a date that we think that this vaccine will be available. I think it could be up to 2 years.
And he says we're still dealing with the first wave of the coronavirus, and a second wave is likely in the fall when the weather cools down, just as we enter flu season. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
There is a bit of a mystery here in California. The deaths of 40 people in the state that may have had the virus before anybody realized it was actually here, and much before the lockdown in March. Some of those deaths are infants and children. Now, if these cases are confirmed, scientists will have to rethink the theory of just exactly how the virus got here.
L.A. Schools Chief Superintendent Buettner is going to be making another statement today. He does this on Mondays, has a briefing. Today he's going to be updating plans for summer school, other activities for kids. He's also going to address the district's budget and give a review of school police. This week, the school board is going to be taking up several motions, and one talks about eliminating the school police. Seven people have been arrested after a protest at the sheriff's station in Compton. This was over the killing of an 18-year-old man from Gardena last week. The demonstration ended with the deputies breaking up the crowd.
Deputies shot pepper balls into a crowd of a few dozen people who refused to leave the area around the LA County Sheriff's Station in Compton. This happened after most of the protesters from the earlier peaceful march and rally had left. They were protesting the deputy-involved shooting that killed 18-year-old Andres Guardado. This is his cousin.
Together we will change something, you know? Together we will reach justice, not just for him, because it's happening to so many other people, and it's like, it's crazy, but united we will fight this.
Guardado's family wants the California Attorney General to investigate his death. In Compton, Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Now, the LA County Supervisor, Mark Ridley-Thomas, has joined a couple of members of Congress calling for an independent investigation into that death. He tweeted that it's essential in the interest of good faith and public trust. This came after Representatives Nanette Diaz-Barragan and Maxine Waters called on the State Attorney General Javier Becerra for an independent investigation. The sheriff pushed back on the calls, said an independent investigation is premature, and the AG's office does not have the resources to investigate every shooting.
Plan to defund the LAPD is moving ahead at City Hall. Some city council members are going to be talking about it today, the council members with the Budget and Finance Committee. Report says that it would dash the city's goal to expand the police force to 10,000 officers, but some activists, including Black Lives Matter LA, say that that money would be better spent on community development programs.
An expert on the diversity in the movie industry says that Hollywood needs to take some very quick action in the wake of the wave of protests over racism. UCLA professor Darnell Hunt pointing to his latest report on the industry.
We saw that 91% of the chair CEOs of the major studios were white and 82% were male. Among senior executives, 93% white, 80% male. So it's white males that dominate the green lighting positions, that make decisions about what gets made, how it gets made, what the budget is. And that really does determine from top to bottom what we see on the screen.
He says people of color make up 40% of the viewing public, should be demanding change. Hunt's research has found movies with diverse casts and stories enjoy some of the highest global ticket sales.
Justin Bieber has been accused of sexual assault, but he insists that it's a lie. An anonymous Twitter user says that Bieber sexually assaulted her in 2014 after a show at South by Southwest. In a series of tweets, Bieber flatly denied the allegation, says he's got emails and receipts to prove he wasn't at the hotel where the woman says it happened. Bieber went on to say that he is considering his own legal options.
Three people arrested in Ventura County after they were accused of vandalizing a Black Lives Matter sign. Two of them are county employees. The Ventura County Department released the video of the incidents over the weekend. One of the men was seen using a knife to take down a sign. That person's a service technician at the pre-trial detention facility. The other, an assistant with the district attorney's office, and he has resigned.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.